app, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At ABC News, Ipsos poll shows Vice President Kamala Harris's approval rating has climbed 8 points since President Biden dropped out of the race. But today in Minnesota, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance said,
I think that Minnesota is ready to turn red because people are sick of Kamala Harris's inflation. They're sick of Kamala Harris's open border.
But the issue of immigration is the fault of Republicans, says the Democratic governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker.
They're the ones who created the issue in the first place during Donald Trump's term, doing absolutely nothing about it, and then walking away when we had an actual solution on the table.
Crews in California said they've made progress fighting the Park Fire, the state's largest wildfire this year. It's now 10% contained. About 6 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's, and researchers in Sweden say blood tests were 91% accurate in detecting Alzheimer's, far more than a regular doctor's visit. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. As Election Day draws closer, voters are paying more attention to a sweeping conservative plan to shape a possible second Trump administration. More from Roz Brown.
Project 2025 from the far-right Heritage Foundation includes standard conservative ideas such as slashing regulations, but also firing thousands of civil servants, dismantling the Department of Education, and giving more power to the states. David Nevins leads the Bridge Alliance, a network of organizations working to promote healthy self-governance. He's also co-publisher of The Fulcrum, where he's enlisted experts to share their thoughts on each of Project 2025's 30 sections.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in is, in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Nevins believes many on the far right want to turn back the clock and erase societal changes that have occurred in the last 20 to 30 years. He says people can be afraid of change, especially when things are moving fast, but believes Project 2025 represents a lack of open-mindedness rather than seeking common ground to take democracy to its next level.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
While Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, nearly two-thirds of the authors behind the plan served in his former administration. This is Roz Brown. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Foundation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Are the Brewers in a slump? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins again last night at AmFam Field, the final 7-3. Injuries like Christian Yelich out with a bad back. Younger players going 0-4 at the plate. Manager Pat Murphy asked, does he think his young Brewers team is in a slump right now?
Yeah, we got to go through it, man. We got to go through it with our heads on it, not shy away from it. We got to go through it. This is an incredibly young ball club that has played their guts out. Things are swaying the wrong direction for them right now. We're playing a team that nobody expects much from. They've played great. They've played great defense. They've swung the bat. They're aggressive. They're free. Berger and Bell and De La Cruz, and those guys are swinging it. You know, you can say they got nothing to play for, but they're major league players. They're really, really good. And they played really good against us, and we're not playing good. And we came off an emotional series. And concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned. But this is what young people go through.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, mostly sunny skies across the area. South winds gusty as highs warm to the upper 80s. For tonight, though, more clouds rolling in before a chance of showers and storms. South winds still gusty, lows in the middle 60s. It's 78 at our studios.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, one of the doctors participating in Ride to Decide, a national bus tour speaking out about the real physical danger of state-based abortion bans.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Back we are with the music of the stars. All the way to high noon central and around the world at WRJN.com. And now, a political message.
My friend. My friend. Our country is the greatest. But there are some improvements we need immediately now.
We want Becky. We want Becky. We want Becky. We want Becky.
If I'm elected president, there'll be no poverty. I'll plant the seed for all we need and grow a money tree. President, no war will ever be. 'Cause if men fight, I'll do what's right and turn them over my knee. I'll talk to Mr. Dirksen, a gallant man is he. He'll read us bedtime stories on coast to coast to sea. If I'm elected president, the first job will be hard. We'll have to move the White House, 'cause I can't leave the yard.
This is Becky Lamb.
elected, if I'm elected, my policy will be to love you forever, forever and ever. So cast your vote for me. If I'm elected, if I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view. We'll live in a white house, a happy and bright house, with a tiny tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view. We'll live in a white house, a happy and bright house, with a tiny tax deduction for a star. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected, to be the one you love.
Eddie Fisher with Hugo Winterhalter. Was Robert Ryan, written by Irving Berlin, 1962.
It gets lonely in the White House when your cares begin, and the White House is a big place to be lonely in. Staring into space, and you wish the man you ran against could be there in your place. It gets lonely in the White House when you've been attacked by the loyal opposition getting in the act. If you make the wrong decision when the final chips are down, the White House is the loneliest place in town. It gets lonely in the White House when you're sitting there, and you have to do your thinking in a rocking chair, when some exercise would keep you feeling well. But a journey to a golf course and the country's gone to hell, when the budget isn't balanced and you're in the red, and you feel it would be better to be dead optimistic, but the stocks keep tumbling down. The White House is the loneliest place in town.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you know what this show is all about. With the title, Mr. President, you've wondered, no doubt, just who it could be. Don't jump to conclusions. It's not who you think. Not the Roosevelts. Not the Trumans. Not the Eisenhowers. No, this is not that kind of show. Not the Kennedys. No, not the Kennedys. Just a family of four. So it couldn't be the Kennedys. With the Kennedys, there'd have to be more than four. Just a simple American, not one of the greats. But he happens to be president of these United States. And now I'd like you to take a glance at a formal, dignified White House dance.
Jackson and Dukakis, and on the Republican front, it's a tight race between George Bush. Thank you, that's my favorite. Tonight, we're here to honor our presidential candidate, Patrick Leighton Paulson.
Thank you, Dave. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, members of the press, fellow Americans, my friends, esteemed brethren, citizens, fellow patriots, all television viewers, staff of the Smothers Brothers Show, excluding writers, the vast CBS network, President Kim LeMasters. All races and creeds, everyone on this planet within the sound of my voice, bigots, drunks, and perverts. My allotted speaking time has run out. So in conclusion, as I campaign through this wonderful land, kissing hands and shaking babies, people want to know my stance on the issues. The national deficit, Well, we'll just turn it into a government program, then we'll start cutting back, and then we'll eliminate it entirely. Social Security hasn't worked. Now, they started Social Security in the 30s to solve the old people problem, and now we got more old people than we ever had before. Why do we have to help them? They don't do anything. Just sit around all day. If they were 30 years younger, they'd be called bums. Kidding, of course. Now, we take care of the old folks in our family. Grandma Paulson lives right with us. We built a little lean-to in the back, and she's good company for the dog. Unemployment. Now, I was on unemployment once. Hated going there. Long lines. Always made me late for work. Crime in the streets. Nothing to worry about. My sister used to walk the streets, never got hurt. As a matter of fact, she became independently wealthy. The draft. We had to start the draft again. Draft women. It could work. They could nag the other side into surrendering. Safe sex. Now, there are many ways to have safe sex. All of them are effective, and none of them are any fun. The surest way to have safe sex is to have no sex at all. Now, married people have been practicing this for years. One way to have safe sex is to imagine you're in bed with Willard Scott and wait till the urge passes. Mandatory urine testing. I'm against it. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him pee. I say let's not diddle in other people's piddle. A burning issue, of course, is our Central American policy regarding the Sandinistas and the Contras. They should be allowed to work out their differences and get together as one to become the International Nicaragua Sandinista Contraceptive Marching Band. In closing, folks, those are the issues. And remember the Pat Paulson for President slogan. I've upped my standards, now up yours.
Mesh your gears. Won't you lend your politic ear?
Here!
I have a burning message. Listen and I will quote.
Note!
I'll donate you a ham.
Spam!
A platter of fried frim-fram. And I'll give away a haircut with every vote.
And a manicure too?
I'm a hip candidate. Square deal for every gate. No waltzes by Brother Strauss. Cement mixer in every house. Vote for me, I'm the guy who can get you some shoe fly pie. At the racetrack I can give you the winning goat. Parlez-vous entre nous.
That's French.
Oui.
Little boot for two.
Two boots.
You dig me and I'll dig you, so I quote, vote. One more vote. One more vote.
One more
stuff
vote.
McDuff.
One more
lay it on till we get
lay
enough.
It on, lay it on.
When we win, I'll pitch a ball at the city hall. Vote with Z,
one more
Miss McNeil. We'll cook up a groovy
cook
deal.
It up, cook it
get
up.
That feeling everybody is 8 foot tall.
And you're as tall as a wall.
Hear my jive, man alive.
Man alive.
get buzzed around the high.
Round the high.
A wonder will get you five. Square's a reckon to take a dive. Landslide! Bring me home with the re-bop-de-bop. Dig each hot rod souped up hip cat that's in the know.
In the know, that is.
Make him vote, drag him in.
Drag him in.
Remember, it ain't a sin.
Ain't a sin.
Somebody has got to win, so I quote.
The seat, the suit, a reach, a root, a boot, a bout, a boat.
And I quote. Hear me talking.
You do to me, you get through to me with a beautiful vibration that is new to me. And instead of no, what comes out is oh. Oh, baby, baby, don't you quit now. When two moral lips meet two coral lips, then there kiss me now, and later we can quarrel lips. I should turn you off, but you turn me on. So baby, don't you quit now. Every kiss I take is a piece of cake, and to give me a sample was your first mistake. 'Cause I know when a little tastes like more, and now I want the pay from me, Christmas Day from me, and go anywhere you want except away from me. Quit tomorrow noon or at 9 o'clock, the 5th of June, but baby, don't quit now. Thank you.
piece I take is a piece of cake, and to give me a sample was your first mistake. 'Cause I know when a little tastes like more, and now I want the whole dumb bakery store. Take my pay from me, Christmas Day from me, and go anywhere you want except away from me. Quit tomorrow noon or at 9 o'clock the 5th of June, but baby, baby, don't quit now.
There's Russ Phillips, trombone and vocal, at the Russ Phillips Organization. His album, I'm Glad There Is You. That's Johnny Mercer. The Music of the Stars, no other station, covers Racine's local news like WRJN. Coming up to 98 years, we've covered the county, city, neighborhoods twice an hour. And Stuart J. Waddles, every weekday, local news, timeless hits. On Saturdays, Rick Johnson. Rick Johnson in the morning, leading into Terry Havel. Join them both Saturdays. Stories behind the hits. And some songs you might have forgotten. Entertaining. Rick Johnson, Saturdays, followed by Terry Havel, here on WRJN. And where has the month gone?
I belong to the Man of the Month Club, and here it is the end of July. It's just about time for August to come hot-footing it by. You can bet that I'm 12 times as happy as gals with only one man a year. And now is the time to put my heart in high gear, and he can do it. Ooh, you ought to see him with that baby. I'm here, your worries are over. Smile, and when we kiss, I know it won't be cold enough for winter. For a long, long while, I belong to the Man of the Month Club, and this July was only so-so. But now that it's time for August, I've got 31 days to glow.
Julie London with Pete King and the orchestra, written just for her. Thank you. next week then. The music of the stars right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. From Racine and Radio Park, across Wisconsin and the world, at civicmedia.us.
That's what I got. You turn the heat on me. Some like it hot. Look what you started. A conflagration, baby, that's what. Don't let the flame go out. Some like it hot. Oh, baby, I'm from that old school. Spot. Love burns you up the most, like it or not. But baby, I like it hot.
For news and weather. Weather.
Hello. It say here under weather report, it say a front of warm air is moving in from
where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and the deep south. Small danger of fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
St. Vincent 95, Guadalupe 97, San Domingo 99, Martinique 105.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising. It isn't surprising, you certainly can. I started this heat wave by.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly can.
Can.
Gee, gee, gee.
Monroe, music of the stars. We're on the air every Sunday, 7 o'clock till high noon central. From WRGN across Wisconsin and the world.
As I said, there was a thing in the paper tonight about documentaries, and I've had an idea for a long time for what I think is a wonderful documentary, which has everything. For instance, you go to work, you come home at night, and you never really think about it. It's mechanical, it's routine. But there are a group of men who every day, when they go to work, never know if that night they'll return, because they face death in 100 different ways. And I'm talking about America's driving instructors. And I'd like to present the first episode in the new TV series called The Driving Instructor. Now, I'd like to have you picture, if you would. This is a car. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. How do you do? You're Mrs. Webb, is that right? Oh, I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75. And where was that? In your driveway. How far has Mr. Adams gotten in the lesson? Backing out. I see you were backing out at 75, and that's when he jumped. Did he cover starting the car and the other way of stopping? What's the other way of stopping? Throwing it in reverse. That's right. Oh, that would do it. You're right. That would do it. All right. You want to start the car? Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they? I don't know why they design them that way. All right, let's pull out into traffic. Now, what's the first thing we're going to do before we pull out into traffic? What did Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic? Well, I mean, besides praying, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rearview mirror. You see, we always want to check the rear... Don't pull out! please don't cry. I'm sorry. But there was this bus, Mrs. Webb. All right, the lane is clear now. You want to pull out? Oh, no, that wasn't bad at all. You might try it a little slower next time. All right, let's get up a bit more speed and gradually ease it into second. Well, I didn't want to cover reverse this early. But as long as you've shifted into it. Of course you're nervous. I'm nervous. I'm not just saying that. I'm really very nervous. Well, just don't pay any attention to their honking. You're doing fine. You're not blocking anyone's lane. No, as long as you're here on the safety island, you're not blocking anyone's lane. All right, you want to start the car? While you're turning the lights off, why don't you turn off the heater? All right, there we are. Let's get up a bit of speed. That's the way. Now, let's practice some turns. The important thing on turns is not to make them too sharp. Just kind of make a gradual... Well, now, that was fine. That was a wonderful turn. It's hard for me to believe you only had two lessons after you make a turn like... Are you sure you haven't had more now? Now, I find that very difficult to believe. One little thing. This is a one-way street. Well, no, actually, it was partially my fault, you see, but you were in the left-hand lane, and you were signaling left, and I just more or less assumed you were going to turn left. Same to you, fella. No, I don't know what he said, Mrs. Webb. All right, let's pull into the alley up there and practice a little alley driving. This is something a lot of the schools leave out that we think is pretty... You're going too fast, Mrs. Webb. You're up around 60, and it's kind of a sharp turn there. All right, let's just drive down the alley. That's the way. Mrs. Webb, maybe we better stop here. Well, I don't think you're going to make it between the truck and the building. Mrs. Webb? Mrs. Webb, I don't think you're going to... Mrs. Webb! I really didn't think you were going to make it. That just shows you we can be wrong, too. No, I'll get out on your side. That's all right. Mrs. Webb, maybe it might be a good idea if we went over to the driving area. They have a student driver area over a few blocks away, and maybe traffic throws you. Maybe that's the problem. Well, turn here on the street, right, and it's only about a block up. All right, turn right here. Well, now, that was my fault again. You see, I meant the next street. not this man's lawn. Sir? 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 Sir, would you mind turning off the sprinkler, please? For just a minute. Newly seated? Is that right? That's always the way, isn't it? Well, I don't suppose it is so damn funny. Mrs. Webb, you want to back out and get off the man's creeping bend, is that right? Just back out, Mrs. Webb. Thank you very much, sir, for... Oh, now we hit someone, Mrs. Webb. Remember, you're going to watch the rearview mirror. Remember, we covered that. The red light blinded you. The flashing red light blinded you? The flashing red light on the car you hit blinded you. Yes, officer, she was just telling me about it. All right. Mrs. Webb, I'm going to have to go with the officer to the police station. They don't believe it, and they'd like me to describe it. And now the other officer is going to get in the car, and he's going to drive you back to the driving school, and then you're to meet us at the police station. My name is Frank Dexter. Why do you ask? You want to be sure and get me next time?
Bob Newhart, the man who reinvented comedy. The music of the stars. George Robert Newhart, born in Oak Park, suburb of Chicago. Three Grammy Awards, three, an Emmy Award, and a Golden Globe Award, and the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. That's our Bob Newhart. Music of the Stars returns next Sunday. For 57 years, WRJN was Racine and Kenosha's radio home of Paul Harvey. He was on at high noon, a staple on every radio in the county. And later, the rest of this story. Incredible series captured our attention, inspired generations. But I've got news. I'm not quite ready to give you the rest of this story, but keep listening. Exciting news. Something special you want to set your alarms for soon. stars. We'll never cover them all. Well, wait, let's not say never. Just give us enough time. Since 1992, the music of the stars. Join us on Facebook. This is Lou Regani thanking you for being part of our program and our family. I think of it that way. Next week, more of the same, plus a few surprises. All right, more than a few. The music of the stars, live over WRGN, statewide, worldwide. Keep your dreams alive.
Because you're always in.
The stars.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic.